Unit 2. English Around the World. Listening. Listen carefully to the tape. Mr. Brown's landlady has many house rules. Write down 5 of them.
It's that woman. She drives me crazy. It all started right from the very first day. I would say from the very first evening when I set foot into that house. Good evening, Mr. Brown. Could you please put your coat on a peg? Oh, no, not there. In the closet, please. Yes, thank you. And, oh, your shoes. Could you please take them off? Thank you. And, your umbrella. Yes. Could you please put your umbrella in the umbrella stand? Oh, no, not there. Here. Please, don't forget. The key of the front door. Here you are. And remember, if you come home after midnight, please lock the door. Good night. Oh, Mr. Brown, would you please be quiet after 9 o'clock in the evening? And that was only the beginning. Mr. Brown, don't shower after 9, she shouted. She would walk past my door and say, Mr. Brown, would you please remember not to smoke in the bathroom? Could you walk the dog, please? Will you turn down your radio, please? Please, Mr. Brown, could you speak quietly on the phone? It was terrible. Oh, I could not have stayed there another week for sure. And then there was this letter. Dear Mr. Brown, it said, could you please return the key of the front door? And one more question. Can you help me find a new tenant for my flat?
Workbook. Unit 2. Listening.
What's it like living in England, Terry?
Well, I'm having a great time, but I sometimes have difficulty understanding what people are saying.
Can you explain that, please? Do you have trouble with our pronunciation?
No, but there are many words that you use in a different way. I sometimes really don't understand.
Can you give an example?
A woman said she would ring me the next day.
What's strange about that?
Well, we say, I'll call you tomorrow.
Now that sounds funny to me.
There are other things that are different. In the States, people stand closer to each other than English people. For example, if I'm talking to English people at a party, I find that they stand quite far away from me.
Anything else?
Well, yes. It's clear to me that English people don't like touching somebody or being touched. Now in the States, touching is an important part of being friends. Friends touch each other on the arm, for example. And we often put an arm around a friend when we say hello or goodbye.
No, people in Britain wouldn't do that.
So I have to remember not to touch people when I'm in England.
What else?
You drive on the left and we drive on the right. I almost got killed on the street the other day. I wanted to cross the street, so I stopped. I looked to the left and started to cross. There was a car coming from my right. Luckily, it stopped and didn't hit me.
Talking. 2.
I've got to go now. Goodbye. It's been nice talking to you. Bye. How are you?
I'm fine. Glad to see you again.
Have a good weekend.
Same to you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
You speak English very well.
Thank you.
Will you have a bit more fish, please?
Yes, please.
Bless you.
Thanks.
Take care.
You too.
See you later, alligator.
Yeah, see you later.
Hi, long time no see.
How are you?